So many people get so busy working, they forget to make money. They don't have a divine direction. They don't have their what, their who, their how, their now. And they certainly aren't applying their why, because their purpose is not greater than the pain of being an entrepreneur. And I promise you, if you want to grow and utilize pain for that growth, development, strengthening of who you are, your essence, then your purpose better be greater than pain. The common denominator in the work, right? Philosophy is to have a desire that you must be what you can be, because a lot of us don't lack effort. We leak it. I'm going to repeat that. We don't lack effort. We leak it. When we confuse the quote unquote more with quote unquote better, we drain or interfere with our energy, our creativity, our curiosity, and focus. We mistake motion for progress. We've all had weeks packed with meetings. In fact, I have one today, about 16 interviews in a row on a radio row, then a meetup, then our VIP investor dinner with a book launch. And we've all had those late nights that didn't move our top priority even an inch. And the moment we align to a few simple laws, the same hours that used to produce nothing, now produce clearer decisions and much bigger wins. Strategic foresight is valuable, but only present focused action, behaviors aligned with where you want to be in your divine direction in the meaning of the past will compound that acceleration, that aggregation, and the objectives that you have, or even better. Allowing wisdom from those present focused actions and behavior, and faith that we're not going to quit, because even though the evidence isn't there, even though the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, we're trusting that future solutions, resolutions will emerge, should and will motivate us to stay in those behaviors, to act in the present, and not justify the inaction that so many of the empty milers face every day. They go the extra mile every once in a while and use that to justify why they're not where they want to be or better. Our formula is simple. Effort plus law equals impact. This is how we reduce anxiety. We protect our attention and our intention to create the coincidences, the coinciding of where we desire. And we convert hard work into consistent results. The first lesson, which I'll be glad to send along with the guides and exercises for free, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, is the lesson of intentional effort. When we work without a clear target, we drain our energy, we interfere with our energy, and we hide from our own scoreboard. We hide from the scoreboard to get us to where we want to be or get it, to know quantitatively how are we progressing. We hide from the fact that we have more assets today than we had yesterday. We hide from the fact, are we spending more time at ease instead of at dis-ease? So many of us stay busy all day, so busy that we forget what we're doing it for. If it's an activity you get paid for, we're forgetting to get paid for it. If it's an activity that is for family, we're forgetting our family. We're visiting with people we don't know or barely know or don't even like. We're buying things that are to impress people we don't even like. But even though we're staying busy doing what we think we're doing, we can't define the results that would make today a win. We're at Super Bowl today. It's my 35th Super Bowl, and we're on Radio Row. I've been there for over 3 decades. It's changed almost as much as I've changed. And yet we still have our strategic meeting of what a win today looks like on Radio Row. Who's capturing? Who's capturing the content? Who's capturing the business development? Who's capturing the experience? and who's capturing the lessons and the stories. We know our objective is to make sure we're capturing those people in the experience, in the business development, and for post-production content. Our purpose today and your purpose should always precede the performance, the progress, the lessons, the light, the love. Make sure you have a practice of definite purpose for each and every day, for the activities that you have planned, the activities you don't have planned, the non-negotiable, the negotiables, your sleep, your health, your family, your finance, your faith, even the study of time and even the study of relativity. If you don't define the definite purpose for each and every day, you will just be a drifter. Drifting up and down, you'll be living in Camus, the stranger. I'll just call you Sisyphus, rolling a boulder to the top of the hill just to have it roll down to the bottom. The metrics that will prove our success, how many captures do we have of the experience? How many captures do we have of business development? How many captures do we have of post-production content in order to facilitate the editing, the modification, the amplification, and the perpetuation of that capture? And then reflect, remind, remember, recollect at the end of the day, the definiteness of purpose, and see how well you did quantitatively in the capture of what you desire in that divine direction, and then learn from it and give it a new meaning for tomorrow. This is the lesson of intentional effort. Don't get so busy working or with your family that you forget to make money or be present or whatever your objectives are in a definiteness of purpose, a divine direction with discipline, attention, and intention towards what you desire, and align the meaning of the past, the lessons of the past, and review those at the end of the day. If anybody would like this lesson and others from today, the exercises, guys, just email me, David means beloved, at first initial D, last name Meltzer, David at D Meltzer, beloved servant, David at dmeltzer.com. My mom was very intentional in her effort at naming me, and I have to live up to that name. I have not always done so. Lesson one, intentional effort. Lesson two, exponential leverage. Not all effort compounds equally. The greatest aspect in energy and understanding, in understanding what you do, is that it only takes a few consistent, persistent, vital actions to drive most of our outcomes. That's why I create non-negotiable behaviors that are consistent and persistent in the divine direction of where I want to be or better. And it starts with my sleep, because I know that I perform better from sleep than anything else. So I'm actually charging the battery so that I can be more effective than anyone else in all the other things that I want to do. And so I have a sleep coach. I sleep a minimum amount of time every day. I never double down if I don't. Never stack the L's. Always interrupt it with a W. I have non-negotiables for my health. If I'm healthy, I get as many at-bats as I want during the day. If I'm unhealthy, I only get one at-bat. I spend a minimum time with my family. I spend a minimal time on my finance. 7 days a week, no off the grid, no interruptions, no dis-ease. I spend a minimum of time on my faith every day, not just Sunday. I spend a minimum of time studying time so I can be present and utilize it with productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. And I spend a minimum amount of time on studying the relativity of that time. We need to be consistent and persistent in the pursuit of a few vital actions every day to drive most of our outcomes, and those are called non-negotiable behavior for exponential leverage. We double down on our top prioritized activities each and every day. We double down on those instead of scattering across multitudes according to circumstances that drive us in varying degrees and directions, instead of the divine direction in which we are intentionally trying to leverage in an exponential way. Our concentration, our attention plus our intention beats the accumulation of activities. And as we start to see the wins every day of those negotiable behaviors, we can start to see the common denominators of our success in the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential and get better at dealing with dis-ease and dealing with the circumstances of each and every day. And as we notice the definiteness of purpose as a common driver, the desire that you must be what you can be, having wisdom in a system of curiosity to gather that wisdom by being more interested than interesting, and faith that there's something bigger than you with more than enough of everything for everyone, including you. When we learn to allocate non-negotiable time to these drivers, we will see the exponential leverage that most successful people endure and experience every single day. Why do I say endure? Because they endure the negative behaviors and the growth that occurs from the consistent, slow growing negativity that everybody has in their lives. We need to say, quote unquote, not now to those negative behaviors or non-compounding tasks that we aren't consistent with, that are circumstantial in their nature. We can make like easy by identifying the dis-easy. In lesson number two, experiencing the exponential leverage that exists within the construct of consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential with a divine direction and a desire that you must be what you can be. If you want the guide to this, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number three in Work Harder versus Work Right: understanding strategic constraints. Every force has a counterforce, an interference, a constraint. Constraints force our clarity, speed, and quality if and only if we learn from it and shorten the distance of resistance that the constraints cause. When we have a certain amount of time to get something done, we fill that certain amount of time. We need to move up our syllabuses. We need to be strategic about the limitations and compelling events that we create for ourselves and make them unlimited in an abundant, unified system of thought that allows us to expand the limitations that we put on ourselves. Less is more when less is designed by us. Less is more when less is designed by us. We need to scope out our divine direction and add those clarity and speed and quality to it. Understand how we utilize time with three lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude to allow us to understand that the minute we come up with a plan, God will laugh at us. And that is why we hedge our bets with non-negotiable behavior that say, no matter what God throws at me today, I'm going to spend a minimum amount of time on my sleep, my family, my finance, my faith, the study of time, and the study of relativity. And when we elevate our awareness in the efficiencies, the effectiveness, and the statistical success of the strategic strengths and constraints, we can start dissipating, dissolving the interference, the distractions, understanding what is aligned with and what is not aligned with, categorizing things as, is this aligned with where I want to be or better, the divine direction? Is this what I do, say, think, feel, and believe aligned with it, or is it interfering with it? And if we can start to shorten that distance of resistance through wisdom, learning from the meaning of the past, and faith that we have hope in the future that we don't understand the evidence today. We don't understand the evidence that isn't here today, and we don't understand the evidence that's contrary to where we want to be today. And when we do that, we can utilize these strategic constraints to elevate us and utilize them as buffers and bunkers and boundaries and framework to get us to where we want to be, to get or better in our divine direction. If you'd like these lessons, all you got to do is email me, Work Harder versus Work Right, david@dmeltzer.com. If anybody buys my new book and pre-orders it, it's available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, doesn't matter. And you just email me that you bought it. You don't got to prove it to me. I will sign, send, and ship, pay for shipping and the book, a copy of Connected to Goodness, which holds these lessons as well. Lesson number four to work harder and work right. We must remind, remember, and recollect in reflection. A reflection is what's inside of you appearing outside of you. And you can't find outside of you that doesn't exist inside of you. If we only do and never review, we will repeat the mistakes, knowing that life is about lessons from those mistakes, and the lessons will keep on coming until you learn it. So we need to remind, remember, and recollect with the lessons. We need to reflect what's inside of us, outside of us, and turn our failures into feedback, into data. Our weekly post-mortem updates, the talk tracks of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, and this will exponentially double our rates of success. Feedback data is a feature for all of us, not a verdict on us. I'm going to repeat that. Feedback is a feature for all of us, not a verdict on us. We must utilize the data in order to assess acceleration, aggregation, and the compounding impact that we can experience and the compounding results that we desire or better. We need to use the stop, drop, and roll to continue the reflection, reminding, remembering, and reflecting. What do you think you're reflecting of? You're reflecting what's inside of you, and what's inside of you is your God, your higher self, in an infinite loop, an abundant infinite loop of giving, giving more and being given more and receiving more and asking for more than more, infinite loop, an infinite abundant unified system of thought that allows us to reflect and utilize data with metrics of how many assets do I have today compared to last year at this time? How much time am I spending in resistance compared to last year at this time? And we must convert. We must transform. We must transition one lesson at a time into a play that we can teach. Aligned with my goal of empowering over 1 billion people to be happy, to make a lot of money for the sake of helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun doing it, we must convert these lessons and play a game that we can empower others to do the same. If you like these lessons, you just got to email me, david@dmeltzer.com, or just send me that you bought my book, whether you did or you didn't. I'll send you a copy of Connected to Goodness for free. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping and the book. Just let me know you bought Don't Do Business with Dicks. We're launching it here at the Super Bowl. Okay, lesson number five, the hypnotic rhythm and the rest. Nonstop effort kills our creativity and our decision quality. We must recover and access new information to multiply our output. That is why sleep is my number one non-negotiable. That is why I have had a sleep coach for over 18 years, because sleep allows me to recover and access information, elevate my awareness to multiply my output. If I'm doing 10 things a day at 60% because I'm not recovered and accessing information from my sleep, that is 60% of 10, that's 6 output. If my performance is doubling because I do recover and access information and I do 10 things, I now will do those at 200% level. You see the math? So although we're both doing 10 things, one gets 6 done and the other gets 20 points. When we protect the deep work, morning, day, and night, when we protect the non-negotiables of sleep and health and family, our throughput exponentially grows, rises, and the rework, the interference and disease drops. So you may have the same amount of time and the same amount of activity. Somebody may be performing at 60% because they're not utilizing rhythm and rest, and the other is performing at 200%. 20 times 10, 200, 60% of 10, 6. Well, it's actually 200% is 20, but still 14 different quantitative advancements. Our math wasn't always my well suit, but you get the grift. If you don't, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll draw it out for you. Our high performance is secular in its nature. It's not linear. And so we need to respect the behavioral hypnotic rhythm that we create that's inherent in what we do. Believe it or not, it's the 75th anniversary of Dianetics, which was written by L. Ron Hubbard. Not a huge Scientologist. You know, I appreciate Tom Cruise because he was in Jerry Maguire, but not a huge Scientologist. I'm not a huge religion-specific person because I don't want to separate us by religion. I want to appreciate all religions so we can all unify together. You know, you can't unify alone. It takes two people to create unity or more. But in respect of that rhythm, our performance works within the context of this secular nature. And in Dianetics, it's the first in mental health of, you know, what we store inside of us and how we can heal it with these triggers, these rhythms, this hypnotic rhythm. Are your hypnotic rhythms, are your behaviors that every single day, your non-negotiables aligned with your divine direction or interfering with it? And I do appreciate L. Ron Hubbard and the 20 million copies of Dianetics that talks about how you clear that interference and you become what he calls a clear. We need to protect our time with deep work, getting our rhythm and our rest to be better in our performance and accessing information. We need to take care of our heart, which defines the human experience. By the time the heart starts till time stops, that's the human experience. So we want to make sure our heart's beating at its best so we can recover in the rhythm and the rest that's needed. So we need to work on breathing, on movement, on eating, on drinking and sleeping. Because those are the things that if you don't do, your heart will stop. We need to guard with an unwinding routine all of our recovery and access, and make sure that we are living through a non-negotiable rhythm and rest routine to perform at 200%, not 60%. Doing the exact amount of work. Not working harder, working right. We both have 10 different activities. You're doing it at 60%. I'm doing it at 200%. I'm growing to 210 and you're shrinking to 50 because of the rhythm and rest. Take care of it. I promise you. The last lesson, by the way, email me, david@dmeltzer.com, for this guide exercise. Buy my book, pre-order it. Don't do business with dicks. Let me know, david@dmeltzer.com. I will sign, send, and copy of my other book to you and pay for shipping. Connected to goodness. All right, lesson 6. Keep a present focus momentum. Interference and excessive interference of the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, or worried. Anybody ever feel that way? Interferes with our divine direction. It will actually feel as if we're draining our energy. You're just interfering with the abundant, infinite energy that you have, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration that you already have. You're just interfering with it. And utilizing that interference impacts our creativity, our attention, our intention, our focus. And our action reduces our emotions. They're not in the same realm. Our action will reduce the anxieties, worries, separation, inferiority, superiority, frustration. Instead of trying to use logic, instead of trying to analyze it, go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it, fixating on it, when you're fixating on the future problems and solutions, instead of focusing on the resolution, the solution that already exists within the problem, we are not serving others in alignment with our present focus momentum. We are interfering with it. We must categorize in the present according to the circumstances of the day and the meaning of the past, according to our divine direction. Is this aligned or is this interfering with where I want to be or better? And when we are cognizant of these behaviors, we will be much more successful. We must have wisdom from this present focus momentum. But in order to have present focus momentum, we must let go of the past and align the meaning of it with where we want to be. But we also have to let go of the attachment to our future. If we trust that the solutions already exist in the problem and it's just a lapse of time until we find out that solution, which is why they call it a resolution or resolution, if we trust that that future solutions will emerge from the problem, this should motivate us to act now, to stay present and focused and build momentum with the behaviors that are aligned with where we want to be or better, and not go to blame, shame, and justifying our inaction. We must set our near-term circumstantial objectives within the context of 24 hours to stay present, focus, in alignment with the non-negotiable behaviors which will take care of the future, guaranteed, and allow us to have controllable wins each and every day. And if we have an L, to control the fact we'll never have two losses in a row. We shift our value to an existing place, not one in the future. We need to replace what if with what's our next best step according to the circumstances of the day, and do it now and do it next in present focus momentum. 100% of the things you do now and 100% of the things you do next get done. Doing it now and doing it next, staying present, focused in the momentum, is guaranteed to get rid of two things. It's the antidote to being overwhelmed, and it's the antidote to being procrastination, not getting shit done. So many of us work harder not working right. If you want these lessons, it's david@dmeltzer.com. We must be intentional in our efforts with the exponential leverage that it gives us, strengthening ourselves with the strategic constraints, utilizing, reminding, remembering, recollection, and reflection, knowing that we can't find outside of us what we can't see inside of us. That's why it's called reflection. Utilizing the hypnotic rhythm and rest for the highest performance and access to where we want to be or better. And then present, stay focused, do it now, do it next. Create the momentum today according to the circumstances of the day, according to the meaning of your past today, according to your divine direction today. Consistency with the enjoyment of it persistently in the pursuit of your divine direction will compound when all of your effort is aligned. Get the 200% that will grow to 220, not the 60% that's shrinking to 54%. When we protect our deep work, when we limit the scope in the intentional direction and reflect weekly and respect recovery, we will shift higher quality outcomes with less stress, and we will stop confusing business and busyness with success. Business is not busyness. Don't get so busy working, you forget to make money, and don't get so busy with your family, you forget to be present. Work hard plus work right. This is a winning combination that will guarantee exponentiality of outcomes through acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of behaviors that are aligned with where you want to be or better. Become an architect of your own results and apply the simple laws repeatedly every day in a consistent, persistent way, and enjoy that. Enjoy the things. Love the things you don't like or love about what you love. But you don't need to add more hours. You just need to be consistent in them. Spend a minimum of time on your sleep, your health, your family, your finance, your faith, the study of time and study of relativity. You don't need to add more hours. You just need to be consistent and non-negotiable in them according and not according to the circumstances of the day. Starting today, starting now, let us all map the lessons to our top priorities. Let us define tomorrow's success, the divine direction, with the metrics of how many assets do I have comparatively and how much time am I interfering with it, and are the assets growing and the interference lessening. Shift our tangible deliverables every single day with the circumstance of the day by adjusting the meaning of the past and not utilizing anything other than the divine direction with hypnotic rhythm. We must reflect, reset, stop, drop, and roll, get the alignment, do it now, do it next. 100% of the things you do now and get in the, and 100% of the things you do next get done. And this will let the alignment of working right compound to where you want to be or better. This training, Work Harder versus Work Right, is available to all of you, david@dmeltzer.com. Once again, please order my book, Don't Do Business with Dicks. If you do, just email me and I will send you another book, Connected to Goodness. I'll pay for shipping the book to you, sign it. So please support our cause. We appreciate you. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.